Faust is has an interesting history, I think, because it was created in a, such a weird time. I think the middle 19th century in France, where there's, you know, it was such a kind of zoo-like atmosphere in Paris at the time. People really were looking for entertainment in a certain way. And along comes Faust. Faust is a very famous story, Goethe story. And this piece seemed to give the public everything that they wanted, including a ballet, a happy-go-lucky devil, a flawed hero, and a pure of heart heroine who at the last minute is saved and goes to heaven. So it was right up everybody's alley. It was a very much family entertainment. And plus it helped that it was beautiful, beautiful melodies, beautiful writing, beautiful orchestral writing. And it has been through so many kinds of manipulations. So much has been written and rewritten with Faust that if you do the whole of Faust, it's about 5 hours long. We're fortunately not doing all of it.
I guess when I've seen it, I haven't seen the whole thing either.
there's so much stuff, for the piece. There are a couple big ballets that are always taken out, and we will be taking them out as well. And what we are trying to do with the piece is really track the progress of Marguerite. Sometimes she gets lost in the shuffle because the devil is so interesting and so fun, and he says such fun and funny things. But Marguerite really is what the story is about. In fact, the Germans call the story Marguerite.
Really?
So we're going to track her progress. Yeah. Absolutely. And why? Why does she go to heaven at the end?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really very clear. The production that we're doing is very, in a way, old-fashioned looking. It's very traditional in a certain way, very pretty, very kind of melodramatic looking. So I think it's going to be fun.